I'm Santa Toffoli, one of the three owners of the Toffoli Società Agricola. We are located in the small village of Rifrontolo in the province of Treviso, and all our story starts off in 1964, when our parents, after working 12 years in England, wanted to come back to Italy, and they bought this small farm of 5 hectares in the village of Rifrontolo. 5 hectares, more or less 7.5 acres. Now our parents have left us, and we are 3 brothers carrying on, Santi, Luciano and Gabriele, and also working with us is my daughter Francesca and my son Umberto. So like you understand, we are a family conducted winery. Over the 5 hectares in property, we have rented bits and pieces of vineyards around this village. Now we are working approximately 22 hectares of vineyards, about 50 acres. The most of all product is the Glera grapes. Remember that a bottle of Prosecco must contain at least 85% of Glera grapes to be certified like Prosecco wine. Rifrontolo is a very small village, but it's in the heart of a very, very important area, the Prosecco Superiore DOCG, Conegliano Valdobbiadene. In this area, the soil is quite clay and sand together, and it gives a good quantity of minerals to the vines for their cultivation. There are 3 meanings why we say the best of the wines come from these hills. First of all these hills and slopes are looking towards south, so we've got the sun in the morning, midday and evening. Second thing, we are on the foot of the Alps, so cold air coming from the mountains, warm air coming up from the seaside, we have a certain amount of rain, averaging 1200 millimeters every year. Just to have an idea, Treviso, the town of Treviso, that's only about 20 miles south of us, they've only got 400 millimeters, so this is very important, the certain quantity of water for cultivating the vines. The third thing that's very, very important, the ripening of the grapes. That happens between July, August, September. It's very important this time of the year, the difference of temperature night and day. Daytimes 30, 32 degrees centigrade, night times between 24, 26 degrees. It's in these days that the grapes are catching the scents and flavors that they will give to the wines when they do the first fermentation. We still handpick all our grapes. The grapes are then crushed, and grape juice is put in stainless steel tanks for the first fermentation. For us, it's very, very important to control this temperature of fermentation. That must never go over maximum 18, 19 degrees centigrade. This is to be sure that we can catch all the scents and flavors that are in the grapes that will go into the wine for making the Prosecco wine.